It's Helping Hand, Friday afternoons, as part of All Things Considered, and then online at hawaiipublicradio.org. Helping Hand tries to put the spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and to people and animals that are among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence. This week, the Alzheimer's Association Aloha Chapter. They are embarking on fundraising, awareness-raising walks September 21st in Hilo, October 26th on Maui, November 9th in Honolulu. We're welcoming back the Director of Development, Steve Tam. Welcome back.
Thank you, Dave. It's a pleasure to be here again.
You started doing this as a volunteer. Now you work Director of Development. Why is this fight so important to you, Steve?
Well, Dave, you know, I do this because really it's in memory of my dad, who this is the sixth anniversary that he passed away with Alzheimer's. And so I want to get to the day when we find that cure for Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's is a form of dementia. Talk about what is the difference between the two terms.
Sure. Thanks, Dave, because I get that question the most. Dementia is the umbrella term for memory loss and other cognitive abilities that when you lose those cognitive abilities, it interferes with daily life. And Alzheimer's is the most common form of dementia, probably is about 60 to 80% of all cases. The question really is, what type of dementia do you have? People think, okay, Alzheimer's or dementia, it's just what happens when you get old. That's not the case because it's not a normal part of aging. It's a progressive and a fatal disease, attacks and kills the nerve cells and tissues in the brain, and their bodily functions are affected as well too.
And there are warning signs.
One of the signs is memory loss that disrupts daily life, forgetting recently learned information. Another sign is challenges in planning or solving problems, keeping track of monthly bills. Or another thing might be a difficulty in completing a familiar task, driving to the food market or to the drugstore, something like that. Confusion with time or place. Forget where they are or maybe how they got there. Trouble with visual images or spatial relationships. Trouble with judging distances and determining colors or contrast. So these are the types of signs. Trouble with conversation and words. You might forget names and call everyday objects the wrong name. Or misplacing things, or placing things in places they shouldn't be.
How about indecision? The inability to make a major decision, or when it comes to any kind of, like, you can do the smaller decisions, but when it comes to a larger decision, maybe deciding to go on a trip that's going to cost a lot of money.
It's something where caregivers need to be careful and mindful to give multiple choices. Oftentimes is very difficult for someone with Alzheimer's.
The first symptoms that show up in a person aren't always the same symptoms, right? So it could be any number of the things you just described. Thinking back, the very most subtle things your father experienced that you thought, that doesn't quite seem right. And then years later, maybe you connected the dots.
Memory loss of something very simple, like taking the garbage can out.
That's right. On a certain night of the week.
Yeah, on a certain night of the week.
Okay, right.
Or I would tell him the doctor's appointment is at 10:30. 5 minutes later, he would say, okay, the doctor appointment, we're going to it at 11 a.m. It'll change for each individual. People are going to experience one or more of these signs in varying degrees. It's not going to be the same for everybody.
So if you experience some of this stuff, what's your advice for folks?
Well, make an appointment with a doctor, because then they are able to do a cognitive assessment for you. When you do go to a doctor, what the Alzheimer's Association has found out too, families oftentimes are expecting a doctor to do a cognitive assessment. We find that there is a disconnect. We're not only talking Hawaii, but across the nation, because the doctors are expecting the families to ask for that kind of cognitive assessment. So we have both the family and the doctor both waiting to be asked.
There is no cure for this.
It affects about 5.8 million Americans. In Hawaii, there's about 29,000 people with the disease and 65,000 unpaid family caregivers. So there's about 100,000 people in Hawaii alone that are impacted by Alzheimer's. It's a sixth leading cause of death in the U.S.
1 in 10 of all people 65 and older has Alzheimer's.
Yeah, it's a disease more prevalent with age. There is early onset Alzheimer's too, about age 50 to 65. after the age of 65, the risk of developing Alzheimer's goes way up. Every 5 years after age 65, the risk of it doubles.
By the time you're 85.
A third of all people you're going to find have some form of dementia.
There are limits to what can be done with this disease. There is no cure. It is fatal.
The Alzheimer's Association is finding that there's substantial evidence that people can reduce the risk of dementia. We're evaluating whether lifestyle interventions can protect cognitive function. And so when we say lifestyle interventions, what we're seeing is that, and not surprisingly, that things such as physical activity is going to help. You know, no surprise, discontinuing smoking. Blood pressure, we're finding, is something that is very important to aggressively manage. So to keep it under 120 makes a big difference. And to also manage diabetes, diet, vegetables and fruits. You don't have to be a vegetarian, but, you know, less meat, less fatty meats, things like that. The Alzheimer's Association, and in particular the Aloha chapter, you don't have to be a member. And all of our programs and services, you know, are free to the public. We're headquartered in Honolulu, but we have staff on all the islands.
So these walks to end Alzheimer's across the state, and that's how this organization funds some of their programs. There are Hilo, September 21st, Maui, October 26th, Honolulu, November 9th. Talk about how people can get involved.
Sure. Thanks, Dave. And how I got involved in it too, and how other people as well, is because of the fact that, you know, they might be caregivers or they might know someone that has Alzheimer's, and they're searching for ways to be able to make a difference. And the walks are a way to demonstrate that. I can't find that cure for it because I'm not a scientist, but I can sure walk or raise funds and do that in honor or in memory of somebody that I know. We rely upon volunteers either to be on the planning committee, also to be able to start a team, a company team. They raise funds. Also, schools and clubs, community clubs.
Any group you're part of.
Sure. Do something, form a team, get people to join it, go to the walk. Walk together as well, too. In Honolulu's case, over 1,500 people that are going to be at the walk, and see that there's a lot of people affected, and it's not something that is only me, and I'm in this alone.
And your presence there is showing these people support.
That's right. It's just so heartwarming to see so many people there. They can be a sponsor, and they also can provide in-kind donations, whether it be water or food or things like that.
It's not just the events, but there are all kinds of ways throughout the year that people can provide support by being volunteers. Reach out to you guys, right, and say, hey, if you need control groups or people to be part of any studies, is that an area where that people could volunteer to?
Yes. What happens, Dave, is there's so many different areas. We need people that are going to be community educators that go out into community and explain Alzheimer's. Also support group facilitators all across the island and on the other islands as well. We also are very much wanting to make sure that our federal and state legislators are aware of the huge public health crisis that we have with Alzheimer's. And so we advocate and push for funds from state and federal government as well. There's something that we call trial match, and learn about how you can help advance research by participating in clinical trials.
Well, there's a lot of ways that you can support this organization. alz.org/Hawaii. You can also reach out to them that way and volunteer your support. 808-591-2771. And the 24/7 helpline, 800-272-3900. I have all the contact information, the full interview, the radio feature, and all of our previous Helping Hand guests at hawaiipublicradio.org. Fund and awareness raising walks, September 21st in Hilo, October 26th on Maui, November 9th in Honolulu. It is the Alzheimer's Association Aloha Chapter. Steve Tam is their director of development and a returning guest that we are very proud to have on Helping Hand. I'm wishing you nothing but huge success in your endeavors, and with everybody who is supporting the organization. Thank you so much for being a beacon of inspiration to many people listening.
Thank you, Dave. And it's our pleasure, and we appreciate your support as well.